Right now we've got Dr. Deborah Stroman on the line. She is a professor at the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, also a former basketball star herself and expert on sports in general. And Dr. Stroman, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this ACC tournament so far?
Well, I'm excited. It's just a great time of the year. The sun is shining. Basketball is in everybody's little computer. With smartphone, iPod, desktop, everybody is looking at their boss button if their boss walks by. But I just love this time period and on Tobacco Road.
Clemson, Wake, and Pitt victorious yesterday. Two favorites winning, and then Pitt beating Georgia Tech in the nightcap. That was a little bit of an upset. Today already, Miami beating Syracuse, the 9 seed beating the 8. You've got Duke and Virginia Tech and Virginia all favored to win today. How do you see the rest of this tournament going?
Well, whenever you have the tournaments, whether it's March Madness, the full tournament, or the ACC tournament, people always look to the top seeds, certainly to be there at the end, the 1 and the 2. I think the ACC, there's no exception there. Although we've had great, great parity this year, probably more so than in the past 5 to 10 years, but there's no doubt that people are looking at UNC, Louisville, Florida State, and Notre Dame to advance. Carolina, of course, having a Hall of Fame coach, Louisville having a Hall of Fame coach, and Rick Pitino, and in particular the way Donovan Mitchell is playing. Florida State, the winningest coach in their history, Leonard Hamilton. He's got arguably two players who could be lottery picks, and Jonathan Isaac and Bacon. And then, of course, Notre Dame. Mike Bray has been steady. Many people feel that he was going to be the next head coach at Duke, but it looks like he's done such a great job at Notre Dame. And, of course, the excellence of that institution, there's no way that anybody could get Mike Bray to leave Notre Dame. And also, he doesn't have the pressure, seeing how it is a football school. So a lot of people feel that the top seeds will advance.
You mentioned parity there, and I got to say, I was looking at the bracket earlier, and it's just really striking where the seeds fall. Carolina, the top seed, of course, but you've got Duke, which was considered to be, and still by a lot of accounts, is one of the teams that's talked about as a national championship contender. They're the 5 seed. Virginia was in the top 10 for a long time earlier this year, and they've fallen back recently, but they're the 6th seed. Louisville is in the national top 10 right now, and they're a 4 seed. We talk about how great a conference this is. There is a lot of competition up there at the top.
Yes, and so seeding for March Madness is going to be critical, because you don't want to be the team that ends up having to beat an ACC team 3 times. It's very difficult to do that. And, of course, I remember last year where Virginia had beaten Syracuse twice and ended up meeting them in the Elite Eight and lost, and Syracuse moves on to the Final Four. But I really believe that although Duke has the arguably the best coach in the country and he likes tournament time, it's going to be very difficult for Duke to win these games and move on to the finals. Possible, yes, but I would still bet on Carolina and one of the higher seeds. Also, it's interesting, considering the way Virginia lost to Villanova at Villanova on a last-second shot. They own Louisville, beating them twice, lost to Florida State with a last-second shot, and beat UNC soundly, and Virginia's not being talked about. So I think Virginia can advance in March Madness, but still I would go with probably some of these higher seeds again to win the ACC tournament. The depth is definitely there with the ACC.
Speaking with Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School professor, sports expert, what do you make of the location? We're in Brooklyn this year, not in the Greensboro Coliseum where we always want it to be. What does that mean in terms of a factor on the court and off the court?
Well, it's definitely a big conversation across the country. You've got the ACC that's going to Barclays up in New York, competing against the Big East. At the same time, they're across the way in Madison Square Garden, and they'll be back in New York next year. There's an opportunity for the ACC tournament to come back to North Carolina in 2019 in Charlotte, and in 2020 back in Greensboro, the real home of the ACC tournament in more recent years. But with our legislation, the HB2, still out there, there's a chance that we will lose the ACC tournament coming back home to North Carolina. Folks say that it's just a big chase for money and media. Who wouldn't want to have their flagship event be in the heartbeat of American media in New York? Others say that you're really giving a lot up and you're turning your fans away. No doubt there are ACC fans all around the country, but the hotbed is Mid-Atlantic and the South. So it's really, really a risk, but they're betting on dollars are needed and you want to be where the media powers are. The other interesting league is the Big Ten. They have their tournament in D.C. this year, which is, again, away from Big Ten country in the Midwest. And they're going to actually be in New York next year for the 2018 tournament, and they're going to move their tournament up a week. So the idea that commercialization and television continues to drive college sports, in particular football and men's basketball, rings true here.
Got Deborah Stroman on the line. We got to let you go in a second, but before we do, Tar Heels have the quarterfinal coming up against Miami. It's going to be nothing but tough opponents from there on out. How do you see UNC doing in the ACC tournament? How do you see UNC doing all the way through March and possibly into April?
Well, the one thing about Coach Roy Williams and the system of UNC is that it's consistent. Now, you always have upsets. There's no doubt Miami's going to play us tough and could possibly win the game. But the nice thing about Carolina fans, they have the luxury of knowing exactly what you're going to get in terms of how Coach Roy Williams is going to coach, what's expected, how rebounding is critical, getting to the free throw line. And so with the way that Isaiah Hicks played on that last game in the Dean Smith Center against Duke, he's your wild card there. And I think he's really going to be a strong addition for the ACC tournament in the way he'll want to play. He's going to want to keep that momentum going. The consistency questions continue to linger around Kennedy Meeks and Justin Jackson. What can they do to be there game in and game out? Possibly moving to a situation where you have to play every day, as in 24 hours you turn around. That might help them. And then Joel Berry, I mean, he's just been steady. He does what it takes, whether it's scoring 20 points or passing out 7 assists. So I look for North Carolina to advance. It's going to be a tough game. Jim Larrañaga loves playing against Carolina, and he feels that he has the squad that can do it. And being up in New York, as many Tar Heel fans there are up there, it's definitely going to be ABC country, anybody but North Carolina. So it's really going to be an away game, as most ACC fans up there will be cheering for Miami to upset the Heel.
Deb Stroman, got to let you go, but thank you so much.
Thank you.